Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. We are continuing our study of the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospel of Matthew. We've been calling this series Kingdom Citizen, and the main idea has been that only one kingdom can last forever. This week, we come to Jesus' teaching on oaths, and here's what he says about them. Again, you've heard it said, "To those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say simply be yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil." Well, I know for many of us, this series on the Sermon on the Mount has been stretching at times because some of the teachings of Jesus are difficult and can be tough to live out. But this week, we finally come to a teaching that we can nail this one, right? We can knock this one out of the park. You might be thinking, wow, I've never even been tempted to swear by Jerusalem. Finally, a part of the sermon that I can crush with my obedience. But it's not that simple, is it? It's harder when we start to understand what Jesus is actually saying here. It was common in that day that when someone really wanted to show their true intent, that they would swear. Now, this is not swearing as in cursing, but rather promising. When I was a kid, we used to say, cross my heart and hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. And now that I think of it, who is teaching children these things? So I swear on my mother's grave is sometimes what you'll hear people say. This is a similar idea. So that in order to be believed about what they were really saying, they would try to emphasize the truthfulness of what they were saying by swearing on Jerusalem where the temple was, or swearing on the earth, or swearing just basically providing emphasis for what they're trying to say, and that it's true, the veracity of what they're saying is true. And all of this was an attempt, and could be an attempt at times, to manipulate, to emphasize that someone was telling the truth. And I think we've all been there. There have been moments in our life where we've sworn that we're telling the truth, and sometimes it escalates and we need to prove that, right? But Jesus is showing us another way. In this new humanity, this new kingdom, we're simply to let our word be our word, to tell the truth, to say yes and no without the need to swear on anything. And you might say, well, what's the harm in that? Like, what's the harm in swearing? And what's the harm in doing that? Well, if we get in the habit of making promises, we can eventually have a hard time delivering on them. Here's an Old Testament example from the book of Judges. Jephthah was a leader of the army of Israel and a judge of the people, and he makes this oath that if God will give them victory, he will sacrifice to the Lord whatever he sees first coming from his house when he returns home. I don't know why he makes this oath. Again, I think he's trying to emphasize the need for battle and victory in battle. Maybe he's showing his people his commitment to the battle, but whatever it is, maybe it's even proving his piety to the Lord. I don't know. But either way, it was rash. And for his only child, his daughter, was the first thing that came out of his house when he returns home. So he said, whatever comes out of my house, I will sacrifice to the Lord and offer to the Lord as an offering. And his daughter comes out and he keeps his oath. So here's this leader in Israel, the people of God, who sacrifices his daughter to keep an oath that he made very rashly. So you can see how, we may not have been tempted to do this kind of thing, but what should have been a joyous occasion in the life of the people of Israel turned tragic and dark, all because of this oath. And although we've never been tempted to do this, maybe to this degree, if we aren't careful, we can find ourselves in similar situations, making promises that will be difficult for us to deliver on. Jesus calls us to a simpler life, to a more straightforward way, to trusting him day to day rather than making promises that we don't know we can deliver on. So he says, let what you have to say be yes or no, but don't overpromise and then under-deliver. And what's more, at the end of the day, gosh, can't we just admit that we have such little control over our lives? There's very few things in our lives that we can actually control. And Jesus says, do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. What's he saying? Look, you can't control your life. You don't know what tomorrow brings. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen 10 minutes from now, much less 10 years from now. So don't overpromise just to have to underdeliver. Instead, live simply, live honestly, live in the moment with your yes and your no. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. We hope that you'll come back this week for more episodes. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you've given us this great sermon by Jesus that helps us to focus on God, letting our yes be yes and our no be no, to not make promises we can't deliver on, to not live our lives in the future that we can't control, but to trust you moment by moment. Thank you for this reminder today. Help us to continue to trust you with every step that we take. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and pray and ask the Lord to help you to live honestly and simply.